Good evening, everyone, and happy Tuesday. It is another fabulous evening on Loudmouth Radio Network. And tonight, we are actually going to be blessed with another great show tonight, The Bare Truth with Jazzy Jones, Love, Life, Sex, and Flowers. And tonight, I think, will be one of those transcending shows that will give you a complete essence of what it means to be able to be open and transcendent when it comes to different things in the lifestyles of our different cultures. And tonight's show is definitely going to impact, I think, some minds. It's going to open up some minds and also maybe give an opportunity for people to find out something that they may not know about some of the people that are right in their circumference in their space. So we want to just let you know that this broadcast is a live feed via internet on blogtalkradio.com/loudmouthradio. We want you to connect with us on Facebook. So when you go to Facebook, make sure you type in Loudmouth Online. That's with two D's, LOUDDMOUTH, online. If you type in facebook.com/loudmouthonline, that'll take you directly to our actual page, and you can like our page. And feel free to post questions, any comments, to where you can actually see those comments and respond and talk about some of our shows, things that you may have archived and listened to. Now, tonight, the Loudmouth Radio Network would also like to extend a moment of silence in regards to the events that took place last night in Boston. Thank you, listeners. I'm so glad that we're able to come in tonight to you from loudmouthradio.com. If you actually are listening to us on your Facebook page or listening to us through your phone, you actually can also dial in and become a live listener, as well as a speaker to one of our guests or hosts of the evening, Ms. Jazzy Jones. And that number you'll dial is 347-826-7520. Be sure to check in with us each and every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are available for live chat on blogtalkradio.com. Now, if you have any questions regarding this broadcast or would like to reach us for advertising, feel free to contact our Loudmouth Radio Network multimedia offices. And that number to be reached is 706-363-3895. And we're available from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This program is available for download and on demand on our blogtalkradio.com/loudmouthradio anytime after 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, if you're new to us, if this is your first time listening, Loudmouth Radio is one of the Internet's hottest online radio networks. Our talk shows are actually geared to cover topics that are, you know, really focusing on empowerment, inspiration, and entertainment. We want to ask for you to connect with us live, online, and on demand 24/7 on Loudmouth Radio, and share with us your thoughts on what inspires you. Now, tonight, like I said, this show is called The Bare Truth, Love, Life, Sex, and Flowers with Jazzy Jones. But we broadcast each week with some variety of great shows. Monday nights is The Universal Mind with Roderick Watkins. Tuesday nights, this show, The Bare Truth. And Thursday nights, Night Talk Live with J.L. King. We currently have some exciting rates available for 15 and 30-second spots, as well as premier sponsor rates for advertising within all of our shows. If you'd like to contact us again, that number to be reached is 706-363-3895. I hope that everyone has had a great evening and a safe evening, and I hope that you enjoy the show. Now, without further ado, I would like to bring in your host, Ms. Jazzy Jones. I apologize, listeners. We are experiencing a technical difficulty. Just bear with us, please, while we make an adjustment and bring Ms. Jones on. Once again, I do apologize for whatever the reason. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty this evening, but no regard, we're going to actually start this show. We have a great show for you tonight. I believe that Ms. Jones has a show called Embracing Other Cultures. And as she's getting getting all her information prepared for you, sometimes I guess this is happening. We are dealing with internet radio, and at times we will have some technical difficulties, unfortunately. But at this moment, we're actually going to prepare to bring her in.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Jazzy Jones with The Bare Truth, Love, Life, Sex, and Flowers. And as usual, I always try to bring you a show that's going to give you some insight on all of those subjects. So today, we wanted to embrace other cultures. Many of you don't get the opportunity to travel, and I love to travel, and I have gone to many, many places. Some of the places that I haven't gone are some of the places that we're going to touch today because I want to go there. So join me from very, very far away via phone, and I'm so glad for technology, because we have here in the studio, along with my two little puppies who just wanted to join me today, we are going to speak with my good friend, Benny. Benny, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Hi, darling. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. What about you? How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm really excited to have you on the show, and I'm excited that we have all of this great technology so we can record and we can talk. And we can just do everything we need to do to get information all the way over across in Spain. So, Benny, tell me your last name because, you know, I never get to pronounce it correctly.
Well, my last name is a bit long. It's Díez de la Torre.
Díez.
Now, it's a bit particular because we all have two surnames.
Oh, my God, two surnames. Now, what is the reason that you have two surnames? Is it mom and dad's name?
Because everybody here has his first surname, which is the father's surname.
Okay.
Concerning, which is the mother's surname.
Oh, wow. So
even here, don't lose their surnames.
Wow. So when you get married, you just keep the two names. You don't, like, drop, like here in America, we would drop mom's name and take dad.
No, that's for life. Even women, when they get married, they never lose their surname.
Wow. That is so interesting. So you're going right into some of the main reasons why we wanted to do Embracing Other Cultures is so that we can learn about things other than, you know, when you travel places, you go to the same places, you go to eat, you do the same touristy things, but it's little things like that that most people would never know because, one, we don't embrace another culture. Or if we do, it's just general things. So say your name slowly because I want to try to pronounce it.
Díez.
Da Torre. Hey, I sound like a Spanish lady. Okay, so tell us what part of Spain you actually live in.
I live and I was born in Madrid, the capital of Spain.
Oh my God, Madrid. You know I'm going to come, right? You know I'm so excited about trying to get over there next year.
Yeah, after you're ready, you are invited here.
Oh, my God. So is Madrid where you were born or is it where you live now?
Both of them.
Okay, fantastic. So tell us, and even myself, because, you know, I'm doing all of this research for Spain and some other countries, what would be the one thing that you love the most, and then what would be the one thing that you least like that we should do or not do if we're visiting?
One of the things I really miss when I go abroad, I travel for a long period of time, or whenever I've been in a country for a short period of time, one of the things I miss the most was the weather.
Oh, really?
They enjoy wonderful weather.
Wow. So is it?
When you go to the Anglo-Saxon countries in the north of Europe.
Yes.
Every day it's raining, cloudy, overcast, and you don't see the sun much.
So it's very sunny in Madrid. Is it hot?
It is, well, not in winter, but yeah, we have a nice temperature. Well, summer is scorching hot. It's not a good moment for visiting us. It can get really, really hot.
Really? So what would be the normal temperature? And then what time is summer there?
Summer starts like in the middle of June and ends in the middle of September.
Okay.
The temperature here can get up to around 100 Fahrenheit or even more. I'm not very used to the Fahrenheit degrees because here in Europe and Spain we use the Celsius degrees.
Right.
So I reckon it's around 100, 110 degrees.
Oh my gosh, that is hot. But you know what? That sounds like our Georgia. Georgia gets really hot here. So we get temperatures that are like 90 degrees, and sometimes it'll feel like 100, or if we get to 100, it'll feel like even hotter. So, yeah, that's pretty standard for us, but sometimes it can be very uncomfortable. So I understand how you could feel that way. What's the normal temperature, though, like 80?
In summer, you've been for what?
No, just regularly. The normal temperature. Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, in winter, like the lowest could be like around 5.
Mm-hmm.
That's the language that can go over 3.
And then you have spring too?
Pardon me?
Do you have a spring season?
Sorry, I'm not understanding. If I have a?
You know how you have, we have winter, summer, spring, and fall. We have all of the 4 seasons.
Yeah, we have the 4 seasons.
Okay, because I know some places don't. Some places are very, very either hot or all the way cold.
Now, we enjoy here the 4 seasons. In my opinion, the best season to visit Madrid is the autumn.
Uh-huh.
It's not that hot like in summer.
Right.
And it's not still cold like in winter.
So that would be like October through maybe December?
That would be like middle of September to the end of November, beginning of December.
Fantastic. So what's the least thing that you like of Madrid?
Traffic.
The traffic?
Noise. It's every big city, it's lots of people going everywhere.
Wow. Do you guys drive? Which side do you drive on? Is it like in Europe where it's on the left side? I mean on the right side?
Yeah, on the right side.
Only
in England and in Ireland, drive on the left side.
Wow. So it's a lot of traffic. So I won't be driving. I will be walking. I would not get into
also,
that.
Something to keep in mind if you want to rent a car here in Spain is that a car normally have like a gear stick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have automatic cars, but they're not as normal as you have them in the States.
Wow. Yeah, I can drive. My very first car was a stick shift, so I would be okay, but I'm not driving. I'll let you drive. All right, so now we know what you love, we know what you least like. What's the favorite food of Spain? What should we eat? We have to eat that one thing. What would it be?
You know, one of the major reasons for you and all your listeners to visit Spain is the food.
Really?
I mean, yes, it is. That's something really outstanding. Something very good. We enjoy a lot of different regional dishes.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite?
The favorite could be, I love Spanish omelette.
Spanish omelette?
Spanish omelette.
Uh-huh.
An omelette made of potato, onion, and egg.
Okay.
And probably the best known Spanish dish is the paella. Paella, we pronounce it.
Paella. What is that?
Paella, right. It's a typical dish that they cook in the east part of Spain,
uh-huh.
The Valencia region,
mm-hmm.
in the Mediterranean coast, and it's made of rice.
Oh, I love rice.
And could be seafood, could be chicken.
Oh my God, I'm hungry already.
It's many things, many ingredients.
Oh my God, stop talking about it. I'm hungry already. Oh my God, it sounds fantastic. I know a lot of people who have gone to Madrid, they love the shopping. So we have to touch on how we are going to save up hundreds of thousands of dollars so we can shop in Madrid. What are some of the most fantastic things to buy there? I know a lot of people talk about the shoes. You know, I'm a shoe fanatic, so yeah, gotta have those.
Yeah, well, Spain has a big industry in the shoe industry.
Yes.
The problem now are the prices. I mean, they went up, and especially for you guys that come from the States,
mm-hmm.
and the euro is now stronger than the dollar.
That's right.
I mean, the exchange rate is not, it's not helping for shopping.
Oh, my gosh. Now I got to save, like, you know, $2 million just to come to Madrid. This is terrible.
But you know what? The funny thing is that whenever I go to the States,
uh-huh.
I always go shopping.
Really?
Things for me are cheaper there, and I mean, they're different.
Wow. And we're so hungry to buy things. I think that's the way everywhere, though. People are so hungry to get something that's different, that they don't have at home readily, or that they are, like you said, they're less expensive, you know, in other parts of the world.
I think a bit of both. Probably this idea of getting something that probably you can get at the place where you live, that's as well a plus for going shopping. And on top of that, you can find things even cheaper than at the place where you normally buy or you normally
right.
shop.
That's very true. So what would I do? I get off the plane and I'm going crazy because I know it's so beautiful. What are the specific things that you would tell me I have to do? Now, we know the food. We know the shopping is just going to be amazing. What is a place that I have to see? If I don't see but one thing in Madrid, what is it that you say I have to see?
Place that you have to?
Yes. One place that I would have to see that you would recommend. One place that I must, there's no way I can come to Madrid without seeing what?
Well, I would recommend you to come at least for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Spain is a big country. There are lots of things to see. We have different beaches. We have mountains. We have historical cities. We have world heritage things. The good thing of Madrid is in the center of Spain,
mm-hmm.
so that allows you to see other places that are close to Madrid, not really in the community of Madrid,
mm-hmm.
the region of Madrid,
mm-hmm.
but like for instance the city of Toledo and the city of Segovia and Avila, which are World Heritage Cities by UNESCO, chaired by UNESCO, and those really deserve a visit. For instance, the city of Segovia has the best preserved aqueduct of the whole Roman Empire, which is 2,000 years old.
Oh, wow. Say it now. Pronounce it again, because I've heard about this place. Say it again now.
Segovia.
Segovia. Segovia. That is so beautiful. Do you know what it means?
No, as far as I know, it doesn't mean. The name of the city doesn't mean anything as far as I know, but I might be wrong.
Okay. Well, we can research that, and I can put it on my website so that people can look it up and just do some additional research. But I did hear that Segovia was really a place that a must-see outside of Madrid.
Yes, Segovia. It's a must. Toledo, the city of Toledo, as well, it's a must.
Mm-hmm.
And in the city of Madrid, I mean, for me, the ideal trip would be, like, to spend a week. Like 2-3 days in the city of Madrid, visiting the city itself, the old city. Another 2-3 days to go to the different neighboring cities like Segovia, Toledo, and Avila.
Mm-hmm.
And one day you can spend the mountains because 60 k's away from the city of Madrid, we have like a range of mountains.
Wow. I'm ready to get on a plane
so,
right now.
Which in summer is extremely nice because the city is scorching hot, as I said before, but in the mountains, the temperature is so nice.
Oh.
So we will compare with the city.
Mm-mm. So we could come in the summer if we were going to the mountains. But if we were...
Well, the good thing of the mountains is that you can go in summer, you can go in autumn, in spring, and even you can go in winter. You can see the snow. And
oh, well, that sounds really pretty. I can't wait till I can post the pictures. We're going to put pictures up as we go along so that people can see it. Now, tell me about the music, because I am a total dancer. My favorite dance is salsa dancing. So I don't know if it's the same, but I do love
Spanish music? Like, I really want to learn to play the guitar because it is just so beautiful. What's your favorite music?
Well, everybody knows the Spanish guitar is one of the most famous things, especially flamenco.
Mm-hmm. That's right, flamenco for Spain. For Spain.
The country where flamenco was.
Wow. Now, see, I didn't know that. I should know that. Nobody hold that against me. I should know that, but I forgot. So is the traditional music still very, I mean, besides the guitar, because we all know the Spanish guitar is just, you just melt. But is the traditional music still as popular as, like, say, more of the pop culture music, like it is everywhere else, or hip-hop or something? What seems to be going on musically, or is it a blend?
Flamenco is still very popular, but young people more and more are switching into this pop rock music.
Okay.
Pop music.
Got you, got you. Pretty much like here. Oh, good, good. I'm very excited to see that. I know when I was living in Savannah, Georgia, we had a huge Latino community, and we would have a Latino festival where they had the flamenco dancers. We would be the salsa dancers out featured and some of the local bands, but they had this really great flamenco dance troupe, and they were just amazing. The traditional dress and, oh, it was just beautiful.
Well, you have to be careful as well, because sometimes people used to make mistakes with Latino and Spanish. I mean, they are similar, but they are not exactly the same.
Right.
Latino comes basically from South America,
mm-hmm.
and so probably you might be referring to salsa, bachata, all those.
No.
This
particular one, because we represented the salsa, bachata, merengue. We represented that group, but then they had another group that was just flamenco dancing only, because what it was there is, like you said, people do mix up different cultures, but they wanted to expose everybody to the different types of dances from all over. And so, because for the longest time, I was living in ignorance, you know, many, many years ago, and thinking that flamenco and salsa were the same, until I saw it, and I was like, oh, my God, this is fantastic. It's very different, but it's really pretty.
Yes, both are completely different. They have nothing.
Oh, so now, Vinny, we've kind of touched on most of the topics when it came down to the life, the culture, and we're so ready to get on a plane and come to you now. But we definitely always want to cover each topic of our love, life, sex, and flowers. So I'm going to ask you about the sexuality part of Spain. I know in some countries, and we talked before about how you are not allowed to have public displays of affection if you're in relationships, or some other countries are very, very affectionate, like, you know, in France and in Paris, they're very outwardly affectionate, sometimes to the degree that people don't even like it. But are you in a relationship, for one? I should ask that first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm in a relationship.
Okay, and you are in a same gender-loving relationship, right?
Right.
Okay. How is Spain when it comes down to the acceptance of same gender loving relationships?
Well, Spain is a very open country. I mean, as you mentioned before, there are countries where you can have a display of affection in public, but we are completely the opposite. You can see people in the bedroom, you can see people kissing. We like to touch, all of us who like to touch, we like to kiss a lot.
Oh, my God, really? So even same-gender-loving relationships, nobody cares?
Nobody cares. Even between gay couples, holding hands, embracing, kissing, that's the problem here.
Oh, my God, that is fantastic. Well, you know, here, most of the time, it's nobody cares as long as you are in a space where that's accepted. But if you step out of that space, then everybody kind of freaks out. So that's really nice to hear that love is just accepted.
So it's heterosexual or same gender loving is just accepted for public displays of affection, correct?
Yeah, it's perfectly fine, and I'm telling you, not only in the gay neighborhood you can see them. For instance, I'm talking about the gay couples now, but even in the downtown, the city center, which is not specifically the gay neighborhood, you can see people walking, holding hands, and I mean, nobody cares, nobody even looks.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Totally love. I'm such an affectionate person, period. So I love seeing whether it's intimate relationships between same gender loving or heterosexual couples. But I love seeing parents and children just being embraced and having that closeness out in public. I love to see family just loving each other. So that is beautiful. That is absolutely fantastic. So tell me now, because we're going to wrap up and get ready to go to our next guest in our next country, and I really, really, truly appreciate you spending a little bit of time. And, guys, we are in a six-hour difference, so our show is 8 o'clock p.m., so that means Vinny has to call us at 2 a.m. in the morning if he's going to call us during showtime. So, hon, tell us what your favorite flower is, and what is, if you know it, the flower of Spain? Or does Spain have a specific flower?
No. Well, I know that you guys in the States, every state has a flower.
Yeah, a flower or a tree.
Yeah, but we don't have like the flower of Spain.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't have something like that.
Okay. So do you have a favorite flower?
I like a lot, especially by the smell, the flower of the orange tree.
Oh, wow.
Orange tree here in the south and in the Spain. And it's a flower, but it's not the most beautiful flower, but I like it for the way it smells.
Wow, I can imagine that. I'm closing my eyes and smelling oranges as we go off. Vinny, thank you so much, honey. Give love to your partner for me, and I will see you guys hopefully sooner than next year, but if not, definitely we're planning a trip to see you guys next year. Love you much. Now, how do we say goodbye in Spanish?
Hasta la vista, hasta luego.
Hasta la vista, hasta luego. Say the last one.
Hasta luego.
Okay, never mind. Benny says it better than me. I love you, honey. Goodbye.
Oh, my God, I love this guy. So we're going to let the music of Spain play, and when we come back, we're going to come back in with our commercial break, because we definitely always want to pay the bills, but we're going to leave you with a taste of Spain and the Spanish guitar.
Are listening to Loudmouth Radio Network, the hottest internet radio show dedicated to empowerment, inspiration, and entertainment. And you're listening live to The Bare Truth, Love, Life, Sex, and Flowers with Miss Jazzy Jones. If you have any questions regarding this broadcast or would like to reach us at our Loudmouth Media offices, contact us at 706-363-3895 during business hours from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. If you'd like to send us an email, feel free to email us at loudmouthmedia@gmail.com. And for all our listeners, if you're listening to us via internet, directly from your cell phones, you actually can call in and speak with our host at 347-826-7520. This week is a very exciting week. We had a tremendous response to the shows that we've been broadcasting over the last few weeks. If you're just tuning in to our show tonight, The Bare Truth is actually sharing Embracing Other Cultures. So you're actually getting an account of different ways of life, different cultures, and different things that impact people's day-to-days. And this show is actually being broadcast via live internet on Blog Talk Radio. Feel free to connect with us on Facebook.com/loudmouthonline and like our page. If you'd like to post any questions, post any comments for us as well as the host, you can do that right now while we're on air. If you go to loudmouthradio.com, you'll see our chat window, which as a moderator, we'll be able to see all your information that you have and questions. And we're excited this week to also announce that this show will be available for on demand 24/7, anytime after 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and all of our shows that we actually broadcast on Loudmouth Radio. And now I'm going to turn the air back over to Ms. Jazzy Jones, your host for the evening.
I do have such an excitement. We are having the most difficulties in this show tonight. I appreciate you guys so much for being patient with us. This is a short show tonight because in the next two shows that we have coming up, we're having some big topics. So we wanted to make this one light, and, you know, it's summertime coming. Many of us are planning trips. Many of us have traveled. I have several friends that have gone all over the world. I'm so jealous. Not really. I'm excited for them, but I do love to travel, and so I can't wait to put my travel shoes back on and hit the airways and the boats and all of these kind of things. But I'm so glad you guys are bearing with us. But we wanted to make this a fun show, light. It's filled with music. I'm loving the flower of the week. I know I'm skipping all over the place, but when you get to look at a lot of the pictures and just doing the research of traveling, you just get, you know, that itch, that bug. So I do have another clip of music that I wanted to play for you because the Spanish music, I mean, music directly from Spain. As you heard, I am a salsa dancer. I've been dancing now for quite some time, so I absolutely love, love, love my salsa, my merengue, my bachata, and all of the Latino music that I surround myself with. People think I actually am from another country when I dance, but when you listen to the guitar music from Spain, oh my God, it's just breathtaking, and I hope you enjoyed that last piece, but I'm also going to play this other one for you because it's just beautiful. And actually, this is a little bit of an overlap into India, which is another one of our countries. And I'm hoping the time difference definitely prohibits us from talking to some of our people that are actually in another country. But we do have a lot of people here in Atlanta. We are international Atlanta. So we do have a lot of people that live in the state of Georgia that are from, you know, all of these different places. But I love to be able to get people who are actually in the other countries because then it just makes it a little bit more, for me, authentic. So hopefully, like I said, we're having major technical difficulties tonight, so I'm hoping that all of these things are being able to be played. So here's another one. It's actually a flamenco dance and an Indian dance to the Spanish guitar music. So hopefully it'll do what we need it to do. Hang on a second. I really do appreciate all of our listeners. We've had a few people who've actually inquired about Spain. You know, we get texts and we get email, which is pretty cool, while we're on the show. And so we've had a few people that are like, yeah, we want more information. especially on Segovia, which I am now able to pronounce. It is such a beautiful place. I've actually posted pictures up about it. So you can go on Facebook, you can go on Loudmouth, L-O-U-D-D. Make sure to put the two D's in there, loudmouthradio.com, and you're able to pick up some of the things that we're able to post. But in the background, you hear the flamenco dancing and the Indian dancing and the Spanish guitar. It's absolutely fabulous. So I'm going to shut up all of the jibber-jibber and let you guys listen. So that's a little bit of this video that and the music that keeps going in and out. Technical difficulties, to say the least. It is just a laughing moment of the evening, but it's quite okay because, you know, this is one of those shows where we really, it's the bare truth. So if we're having an issue, we're going to tell you we have an issue, and we're just going to keep it moving because it's a fun show. I really enjoy these opportunities to be able to bring to you different things. Some things are things that you know, but I really enjoy the opportunity to bring you different things that you haven't been exposed to, or maybe you have and you forgot about it. You forgot that you love doing it, and sometimes that's one of those things that we really need to readdress because most of the time we forget that we love flowers, that we love walking, that we love, you know, museums and cathedrals and different things that maybe life kind of gets in the way, which, you know, this show is about life, so we talk about some of those things that could give us some stressors. But it's important, very, very important that we take the time out and enjoy this beautiful garden called Earth. It is so many things to explore and so many places to go, so many things to do. And I'm a firm believer that I don't always have to stay within my circle. I can step outside the box. I can, you know, I can visit Spain just because it's there, or I can go to India, I can go to Haiti. I have a beautiful guest that, you know, you have a lot of shy people. I have some fantastic friends, co-workers, and just people that I meet that are from all over. And when we start talking about their country, like even for this show, I had a few people that were very proud of their country and told me all of these fantastic things about their country, but they were totally afraid to get on air. So, yes, I'm shouting out to you and calling you out. I won't call you by name, but I will say that they were a little bit shy about their country. But I had a really good friend of mine who was telling me to go. We were talking about Haiti. And, you know, we've heard all of the things, you know, the poorest country and the devastation that took place in Haiti was, you know, just horrendous. And they're still in the process of rebuilding. And it takes time, you know, to put things back together, but to even put them back together better and get all of the support that you need. But she was saying it's not all parts of Haiti that's horrible. there are some really beautiful and lovely parts of Haiti that, you know, she wished we could go and see. And I said, well, call in and tell us about it. And she was like, no, look it up and just put the pictures of Haiti on the website and stuff like that. But, you know, I work with a group called Souls for Souls, and that is one of the places that they go where, you know, they give out shoes to the children there and to families there. And, you know, but it's a wonderful organization. And I was supposed to go to Africa this past January, but the trip was actually delayed for Tanzania, but it's coming in the summer. So I'm having to wait again for that trip. But Haiti is also one of their spots. And I begged her to call in and talk to us about it. And so I'm hoping that she will still be brave enough after I've now put her in the ground that she'll call and give us her view on Haiti. Just, you know, first word of mouth from her, not just from me, you know, translating what it's about. But the food there is amazing. I have a really good friend of mine, another good friend of mine that's from Haiti. Oh, my God, and when she cooks, it's absolutely insane. It's so delicious. And she makes all of these, you know, some dishes I'm familiar with because I've eaten a lot of international food, but then she had this one jar of something. I don't know what they were, but it looked like a whole lot of tree roots. And she was like, Jazzy, if you take this, if you drink this, you will just feel fabulous. You won't have any colds and all of these different things. And I was like, you know what? I'm good. I'm okay. Because it was absolutely some concoction that I was a little bit too afraid to actually eat. So eat and drink. But it's things like that, that when we're saying to embrace another culture, we're saying step out of the box, Jazzy, even me, and try things, eat things, explore, go to different places. You know, I'm trying to get to every single state and every single country so that I can say I've been there and I've explored. So feel free to call in and tell us about your experiences, tell us about the places that you've either gone to or that you want to yet visit. We would love to have you in. I'm going to check in now because I'm, you know, manning the stations as well to see if we have any callers. Well, I don't think we have any live callers right now, but if we do, you know, always call in and talk to us. The number is 347-826-7520. And if you want to actually call in and talk, just press 1. Or if you just want to listen, then you can press 2. But I think we do have a caller. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. This is JL. How you doing?
Hi, JL, honey. How are you?
Hi, JL. I'm here with Lionel and with Roderick, and we're listening to your show.
Oh, my God. Did you hear all the technical difficulties?
Yeah, a little bit. But I just want you to know that you know, you talk about traveling around the world, is living more fluid, more liquid, more fluid. What I want to do is get to a place where I can live out of a suitcase, and all my worldly possessions are in one suitcase, and I can just grab that suitcase and go and not be tied down with things and materialistic things. If I want to spend a week in California, I can do it. If I want to spend a month in New York City, I can. If I want to spend, you know, 3 days in Miami, living on the beach, I can. That's my bucket list dream.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent idea. I saw that somewhere. I know I've seen it on your page, too, that, you know, you're downsizing so that you can do that. And I saw an article about that. I think it was last year, Could You Live Out of a Suitcase? So when you posted that, it kind of sparked that memory. And I remember for a long time, you know, I had a business years ago, and it had me everywhere. I mean, my children would tell their kids, well, my mom's gone here, she's gone there, she's gone. And I was all over, whether it was, you know, the islands or the states or other countries. It was just an amazing journey. But I think that is a fantastic idea. Now, you talked about your travels in the states that you want to do. What country would you like to visit?
I want to go to Johannesburg, Cape Town. I want to go to Berlin. My son right now is getting ready to board a plane to fly to Berlin for 2 weeks to see his girlfriend who lives over there.
Wow.
My son, just like my twin. He has been to Australia, Tokyo, and she's just like me. And I got to a place in my life where I want to be free like that. I don't have any kids or raising. I'm not married with a wife and waiting to retirement. I just want to be able to just go. And
yes.
So at the end of my life, I don't have to regret that I didn't go. And it could be jumping on the Greyhound bus and doing from going go cross country or going to California, rent a car, driving up Highway 1 or taking a cruise off Anchorage in Alaska. It could be anything. I just know that for me, and I am simply putting everything in place for this lifestyle to happen. Sometimes we talk about it, but we don't put it in place. But I am literally putting it
right.
in place. I'm getting rid of stuff. I'm downsizing. I'm talking to the family. I'm getting rid of stuff. I'm getting my mind right, my health right, and I'm going to be able to do it. I was talking to Roderick and Lionel tonight about wanting to be free and fluid and be able to go. And I'm going to be like Lionel. You know, he travels all over the world. You know, he got his fabulous life. And whenever he posts something on Facebook about where he is, I always say, I hate you. I'm so jealous.
But, I know, Lionel.
I love his life. He's all over the place. I love that life. So
he's everywhere. Hang on. I want to bring in another guest with you guys. Don't go off the phone yet. Carla, are you there?
Hey, guys.
This is our producer and another world traveler.
Hey, JL. Hey, Jazzy.
Hey,
everybody listening. My allergies are crunk. I'm sorry. I was listening to you guys. And I had to share something. This is a great show. In spite of all the technical difficulties, right? So JL is trying to become a nomad. I heard him on his nomad tirade. Sorry.
Yes, I am. No, that's real. No, that's real talk. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to make it happen.
But you know, I think we should do that. Yeah, I think we should do that because, you know, like I was just saying, a lot of times we get in this circle and we get in our, it's just familiar, we get into a routine, and we forget the things that we loved or we forget the things that we always wanted to do or places we wanted to go. Exactly. And and we just sit here and we don't do it. And then we live a life of regret later.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, guys, even too, not only that, but, you know, our country has gone through upheaval over the last 6-7 years with our economy. So, you know, people have also, their lifestyles have changed. I'm one, you know. I've started a business, you know, prior to the economy crash and, you know, have had some parts of my business suffer during this time period. But as well as, you know, wanting to be able to do more, but when your finances starts, you know, creates a strain and, you know, sometimes you're just, like, Jay, you're talking about trying to get rid of things. Sometimes, like, there's a lot of people who now I can understand or see how people have walked away from their homes and things of that nature because they're so tied to it, they can't do anything beyond that. They just, you know, work for bills. You know what I'm saying?
If you can't really die, you can't take it with you. You can't take it with you, so.
But that's very
true.
Right.
That's very true.
Right.
So, okay, while I have everybody, JL, tell me what country is out of the ones that you've traveled so far, thus far, what's been your favorite?
Istanbul, Turkey.
Really?
What did you say?
You said Istanbul, Turkey.
Istanbul,
nice.
Turkey. Yeah.
What did you enjoy the most?
Oh, the history of it, the architecture, the art, the crafts, the food, the people, the beauty of it. I could go on and on and on and on.
Sounds like you just enjoyed it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Man, did you get something to eat while you were over there?
What did you eat?
Yeah,
what did you eat in Turkey?
Oh, a lot of rice. They even have a Turkish cabbage roll, I remember, that I loved. And I still love cabbage rolls because of the ones that I experienced too when I lived in Turkey. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's fantastic. No, Sunny. Okay, JF, thank you so much for calling, honey. Thank you, darling. Love you guys much. Tell by now he should call and tell everybody. We can just shut the show down with his travels.
I know, right? But you know what? It's so funny. JL was mentioning, I got to say this. I was looking at Life of Pi.
Okay.
And I rented the movie. I didn't see it at the movie theater. I just rented it, and I watched the entire movie. I haven't read the book, but just watching the movie, and seeing something prolific, you know, where I don't want to tell a story, but you just have a situation where you have someone that uproots their life and goes to another country. You know, I can speak from that experience. It's something very different.
Because you lived abroad, too, didn't you, Sunny?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where was it that you lived? I actually had some time. I lived in Sweden and I lived in France.
You go, girl.
Sweden was like a pit stop. I didn't sit there long. I would like to go back, I think, and experience more. But I wasn't in Sweden long. But France, I was almost a year.
Okay, wow.
And it was the time period I spent in France really made me realize how much as Americans we miss, how much of life we miss. It's so funny. I remember one thing that was so distinctive to me one time was the factor of, you know, in high school, you're supposed to read certain books,
mm-hmm.
and you have to do book reports. The autobiography of Malcolm X, which is written by Alex Haley, is a good sized book. I think it's like 400 and something pages. Mm-hmm. I remember having to read this book in school. I think we probably had two or three reports because it's a very deep book. Of course, it's an essential part of our Black history. But I remember being in France, being in my flat, and one day I was just compelled to pick up Malcolm X. It was one of the books I packed with me, interesting enough. And I actually read that book. And when I say I really read it in high school, I couldn't retain or recite anything to you prior to me actually reading while I was in France. But I had that time, that space, and I did not feel like I was on a constant run, that I had to go and be somewhere or do something. Now, Jazzy, I lived overseas because I played professional basketball.
Right, I was just getting ready to ask you what was
the reason. Yeah, so I wasn't over there totally on a pleasure trip, so let me say that all, let me make that clear. But I make it pleasurable as best I can now. Don't get me twisted. I was over there as a professional athlete, but at the same time, I toured. Oh, my God, I toured as much as I could. I would jump into what they call this Mercedes-Benz Vito that we had, a team van that we had that looks very much like a Dodge Sprinters. And my friends, I have four friends from Mexico.
Oh,
I was sharing
wow.
a story earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
I have four friends from Mexico, and they were in France. I was in an area called Nantes, which is like 3 hours out of Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't going to try to tell my age and stuff, but Tony Parker was playing for the Paris Racing. They were called Paris Racing. He was playing for Paris at that time, so this is before he came into the NBA to play for the San Antonio Spurs, and he was doing his thing. So, but I had four friends. They were from Mexico,
mm-hmm.
and they came to France to learn French.
Oh, wow.
So we basically were each other's tutors. Now, the sad part about it, I was learning French, and I would be speaking Spanish half the time because my friends, we would study and talk
together.
You were
just confused.
So it was the worst. And my teacher was Canadian French, so when she would recite, and it's so funny, French and Spanish is so close in dialect. I think you got another caller here, honey.
Okay.
French and Spanish are so close in dialect that a lot of words are in the same language. So I already speak a Splanglish, child.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, what was your opinion? I have another caller. Okay. Caller, are you in the air?
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
It's Addie.
Yay.
Hi, Addie.
Hi, Addie. I'm
Hi.
So excited. I'm actually sitting up here posting Haitian beautiful pictures and foods and everything. And so Addie called in. This is my Haitian relation right here.
Hey, Addie.
Hey.
This is so cool.
So, Addie, thank you for joining us here on The Bare Truth. We were just talking with Sunny. She was telling us all about her adventures in France and how she, you know, began to speak French and Spanish and just mixed up.
I passed the class.
She passed the class.
Just so you know.
Sad. But you know what? Since you're here, I am so excited. Can you tell us your where you're from and all? Just tell us all your business. Just tell us all your business.
Well, I'm actually from Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been there in a few years. Not since they had the
Had the earthquake?
Earthquake in Haiti.
Uh-huh.
But it's just, you know, I mean, we see all of the negative things about Haiti on television,
right,
but we don't see the beautiful parts of Haiti. You know,
now, tell me the place you were, because I was just getting ready to start putting it up because I didn't think you were going to be able to call in, and I'm so happy you did. So tell me the place again so I can post it.
Well, there's a place called Petroville. It's really nice. I mean, it has buildings just like they have in the United States. You know, it's, you know, roads that's not broken. And, I mean, it's a really nice place, you know.
Right.
And before the earthquake, you know, it's similar to the White House here, but we call it the White House. It's almost a small replica of the White House they have in the United States.
Wow.
And you can, you know, take pictures. You know, I mean, there are beautiful places in Haiti. I mean, even if you go up to the mountains,
uh-huh.
The mountains are gorgeous. You know, there's...
Oh, my God, I'm looking at this picture. I think I may have found it. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's nice. There's places for, you know, for you to go if you want to tour, you know, tourism. I mean, it's just like a regular place like the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody think it's all bad and it's all in ruins, and I'm here to tell you that is not the case.
Wow. Is it called the Maiden Side or something? I'm looking at this really huge house that I just found, this beautiful.
Yeah,
it's called the Haitian White House.
Yep.
Wow, that's amazing.
All buildings.
It is gorgeous, guys. If anybody has, if you can go on Facebook, I'll actually tag it over to Loudmouth's site. It is really pretty. Wow. These are the things, and this is why I kind of wanted to do just a really fun show about some of the places that either people have gone to or maybe some of the places that, you know, you've heard about. Like you're saying, we have only seen the devastation of Haiti. We don't know anything for those of us that have never gone. And if we don't have any Haitian friends, which I'm very blessed to at least have three of you guys, thank God, because I have been exposed to some of the most beautiful people in the world, but definitely some of the food and the culture. So this is important for us to know. So I really appreciate it. Tell me, what is the life that you remember? What was the lifestyle like? Like, of course, it's, you know, everywhere you go, my grandmother said, you just go to a different place, but it is the same thing. People do the same things, but kind of put us there in your mind of what you remember about living there.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
I lived there when I was very small.
So your small experience was you got up and did what?
Well, I mean, I pretty much got up and, you know, we had regular schools,
mm-hmm.
and the schools there, they're really, I mean, strict. You know, it's not like where, you know, you can go to school and you can be late. And when I went to school, it was really strict. You were late if you didn't, you know, get your lessons. You know, they're gonna hit you on the knuckles with a little ruler.
That's what I heard.
They're really strict about you studying and learning, and it was just basically you needed to be in class and you needed to pay attention.
Wow. So it's not like here where you can just goof off and if you skip class and missing class and stuff.
Oh, no, that is not allowed.
And you know what, guys? Addie, you know, one of the things I want to say that's prolific that a lot of people do not realize, geography was something I loved in school. I'm actually trying to get back more in touch with my geographical understanding of different countries and things of that nature. But what a lot of people fail to realize, and you were talking about how beautiful Haiti is that it's attached to the Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's the stigma to where people, I mean, like I've heard how one side won't acknowledge the other, and, you know, sometimes it can be some hostility because of the attachment. But in reality, it's like it's all of one essence. It's you know, it's not, it all became that channel in which Columbus cut through, you know. We ain't gonna get too hard technical, but, like, I've never been to the Dominican Republic. I haven't been to Haiti yet. So these are areas that I would love to visit myself. But just your understanding of what are the things that you've experienced or heard about Dominican Republic, I'm curious to know. I'm going to ask your guest. I'm sorry, Jazzy.
Didn't she just take over the show? I'm going to get off now and let
whatever. I'm going to ask your caller. Wait. I want to ask your guest a question about
That's fine.
Well, I mean, I have never personally been to the Dominican Republic side, but I've heard it's beautiful. But all it is from Haiti to the Dominican Republic is just crossing over into the border. I mean,
so it's like the U.S. and Mexico almost.
Yeah, it's that close. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, but like I said, I have never personally been on the other side, so I really can't really speak about it too much, but I heard it's beautiful.
Wow.
So you got more of a French side on that side?
That was getting ready to be my question. What is
Spanish?
The native language of Haiti? For those that don't know, right? I know, but what is the native language?
Well, most people in Haiti speak Creole.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it's more like a broken French.
Okay.
It's French mixed with, I don't know, just rolled up into one. But basically, I mean, there's plenty of people there that speak French. Pretty much everybody that is in Haiti, even if they don't speak fluent French, they're
mm-hmm.
going to understand it. You
okay.
know, because also that's part of what, you know, what we're taught in school is French.
Okay.
You know, so it's, you know, if you go to Haiti and you meet somebody, 9 out of 10, they're going to speak French.
French.
Wow.
Wow. So now did you learn, because you know, and nobody knows you until you get angry, then the Haitian comes all the way out and the French comes all the way out because your English is so beautiful. You speak so eloquently. But was English and Creole or French the language that you learned early, or did you come to America and learn English?
I came to America and learned English. As a matter of fact, when we got here to the United States and we started speaking English, my parents, they would be talking in French and Creole, and we would just respond back to them in English.
Sort of like I do.
Yeah, you know, they're talking to us in one language and we're responding back in another language.
Wow.
So, you know, that's I'm assuming because I don't practice it enough, that's the reason why, you know, sometimes it's hard for me to remember, you know, all the words.
Right. Okay, so Eddie, thank you on the living and the loving of the country. Now down to the sex appeal, because you know this show is all about love, life, sex, and flowers. In Haiti, because this show covers just universally global content, so I want to ask you, because I know when I travel, and I said this to Vinny, when I've traveled before, a lot of countries don't allow you to have public displays of affection or even talk about sex or any of those type of things. What is the sexuality like? Is there same gender loving relationships accepted? Is it public relationships accepted as far as affection in Haiti?
Well, I'm sure if as far as same sex, I'm pretty sure I'm sure you'll find that everywhere, but it's not very fluent in Haiti.
Okay, so it's not very public.
No. I'm pretty sure you're not really going to see that. You know, I mean, I'm going to say out of 100%, it's probably maybe 98%. You're not going to see that at all.
Wow. Okay. So what about, and the reason I ask this question is because until you travel somewhere, you just don't know. And I remember years ago, I went to Aruba, and I was dating at the time. And, you know, I'm all out because I'm affectionate and huggy-duggy. And, honey, the police caught me quickly. And it wasn't even, you know, like some over obscenity that we would think was obscene, but they were like, mm-mm, you can't be kissing out here. Right.
And it was,
I mean,
not a big kiss, but, you know, so do you have those type of things in Haiti where it's just okay?
Well, I'm sure you're going to see people holding hands, walking around, but you're not going to see anybody, you know, I'm going to say French kissing, you know,
okay,
out in public. You're not going to see that, no.
So it's very reserved.
Right.
Wow, because I know Sonny lived in France, and I have some other friends of mine who were from France, and they were just saying how it's almost just too much as far as kissing and touching, and it's just like, you know how we say,
well, you know, in
statement,
France,
well, we say get a room in France, they're just,
yeah,
like, whatever.
Well, you know, prostitution was legal in France. I had an episode with this lady, I didn't know she was a prostitute. I was trying to get some directions. And I pulled up alongside the lady trying to ask her how to get to the center. And she was like, I was like, no, I was trying to show her the map. And she got mad because she was trying to make up some money, honey. And she was standing right in the middle of the square, like, with no problem, you know.
Wow. So, so Haiti would not have that kind of problem.
I mean, I'm sure there's prostitution that goes on everywhere, but, I mean, as far as, you know, you're not going to blatantly, you know, see, you know, all that hugging,
yeah,
and kissing all out in the open, no.
Okay.
No.
All right.
As a matter of fact,
I was gonna say this was
before the earthquake happened, but
mm-hmm,
I remember going to Haiti, and I remember this vividly. One of my experiences, when you first get off the plane, the first thing, of course, you're gonna be in the airport,
mm-hmm,
and you're gonna see all these armed guards. They're gonna be all in the airport, you know,
yeah,
and there you're not going to see it, you know, people just standing either. It's strictly business, you know. You're,
yeah,
not going to see anybody there holding hands. It's either you're hugging, saying goodbye, or, you know, you're sitting there waiting,
welcome,
for your flight.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? We don't realize sometimes when we live in America, and even in certain parts of America still, you know, certain towns or certain cities, you know, a little bit more reserved when you're, you know, having public displays. But we don't realize how free we can be until you do go to another country, or until you hear shows like this that kind of let you know before you go, hey, you might not want to do this, you might want to do that, because you're right. I think we're so sheltered here from our army and our police. So when we're seeing, you know, these armed rifle guards in other countries, it's kind of mind-boggling because you don't see that here every day. So you're absolutely right. Well, Addie, what is your favorite flower, and do you know the flower of Haiti? Because we're going to end it always with our love of flowers.
I believe the flower is a hibiscus.
One of my absolute favorites. Oh, my God. It's so... And the hibiscus tea. Oh, have you ever had that?
No, I've never had the tea.
I'm going to bring you some. It is the best. It is absolutely the best.
Okay.
So what is your favorite flower? Now, we know that the hibiscus, I posted that on Facebook for those of you that want to see what the hibiscus looks like. It's really pretty. You probably seen it but didn't know what it was. But what's your favorite flower?
I'm going to say my favorite flower is probably going to be a rose.
A rose? It's,
yeah,
you know what?
A rose.
Even though it's basic, it is still absolutely one of the most prettiest flowers, and I will be featuring that very soon, coming up soon. But, Addie, thank you so much, honey. I really appreciate you calling. You know you have to end with some Creole French. I don't care what it says. Oh, let me tell you my favorite French word. Soissandis. That's my favorite. That is my absolute favorite word. Soissandis. Doesn't that sound so sexy?
Did you just learn that today?
No. No, no, that's been my – I remember when I was learning French and somebody said, speak anything, say anything, and that was all – the first time I learned it was my favorite word, and I said, soixante-dix, and I think I said le mange and something else, and they were like, oh, my God, that is just so beautiful. And, you know, none of that went together. So you have to end the show speaking to us in absolute beautiful Creole French.
Speaking to you in absolute beautiful Creole French.
Yeah, you must. It's a must. It's a prerequisite.
Okay. I'm just going to say au revoir.
You know what? You just cheated. You just cheated. Absolutely cheated. But you know what? I will take au revoir and appreciate you much. Merci beaucoup.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my God. I'm so happy she called in. She's one of the most amazing people that I have been blessed to have into my life on a daily basis. She's actually my boss, and she's the best, not because she's my boss, but she really is a beautiful person inside and out, and I really appreciate her for calling in and giving us just a brief synopsis on Haiti. I want to stop for a moment and give you some beautiful Haitian music, but again, you know, this has been the technical night, so I'm going to briefly allow us to have another station break, and then I'll come back in, and we're actually going to end it on some Haitian music after I tell you what our flower is, and then we're going to say goodnight. But I'm going to have you hold just for a brief moment, and we'll let our sponsors come in. Thank you.
You've been listening to Loudmouth Radio Network, live with the bare truth with love, life, sex, and flowers with Miss Jazzy Jones. This evening's broadcast is being fed via internet at blogtalkradio.com.
Continue to keep following us on Facebook, as well as follow us on Blog Talk Radio. And our Twitter is also at Loudmouth. If you have questions, comments, or anything you would like to post, please feel free to post it on our page at loudmouthradio.com. This show will be available for immediate download and on demand 24/7 on loudmouthradio.com. If you have interest in regards to advertising with us, please do not hesitate to contact us at 706-363-3895. This evening has been a great show in regards to embracing other cultures. We want to thank our callers, as well as our listeners and our guests, for coming on and taking part in our show. We also would like to announce Loudmouth Radio is introducing some new shows to the air. Myself, as a producer of the Loudmouth Radio Network, I'm very thankful for all the listeners and all our followers, all our supporters. We've had some awesome, notable personalities that have come on air, some great sheroes and heroes in the area that are not afraid to share their experiences, the things that they actually have gone through in life, and use it to elevate others. And this is what this actual radio network is for. We want to empower, inspire, and entertain. So it's a great feeling for us. We want to congratulate our brother, Mr. J.L. King, who actually came on air and spoke with us a little bit and talked about his nomadic experiences that he's headed for. But we actually want to take this time to announce that on Sunday, April 21st, J.L. King, who's a best-selling author, who also has a new book that he just released with his ex-wife, and you'll be able to find out more by viewing on TV on Oprah's Where Are They Now, which will be aired at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So please view that actual episode. It's going to be an exciting episode. So hopefully we'll keep our fingers crossed that a lot of the shooting that was taking place, that the majority of the scenes will be maintained in there. You actually see how we developed Night Talk Live with JL and Sonny, which is now converted to Night Talk Live with JL King. And we also want to just tell our actual host, Roderick Watkins, Jazzy Jones, JL King, myself, that, you know, we are really here to bring topics, feelings, your concerns to the general public. So if there's things that you want to say, that you want to have questioned, that maybe you don't have anyone that you can turn to or feel that you can actually confide in,
We encourage you, send us an email, loudmouthmedia@gmail.com. We'll actually check those emails, do our best to correspond to the things that you may have, you know, on your mind that you may need to have addressed. So, and trust me, we're not shy with anything. We've had quite a few different types of topics. So if you have something that you're feeling profound about and you need to feel like you need to meditate on it, listen to Roderick on Mondays. but I also want to share that I will be bringing some entertainment segments to the radio network. Very exciting. It's called In the Studio with Sunny, and it will be broadcast on Wednesdays at 8 p.m., and we're looking for that to kick off and start in the beginning of May. And we also will have some exciting Friday and Saturday shows that will be dedicated to our music heads. So we want to make sure that you're just staying in touch with us on loudmouthradio.com. And we look forward to bringing you more. So we just want to thank everybody for being here and listening. And at this time, we're going to turn over back the mic to Ms. Jazzy Jones.
I'm excited about you. Really excited about your show, Sunny, that's going to be airing on Wednesday. She has already started and preparing. You know, we really do prepare for these shows in advance, and it's just tickling me tonight when you prepare, and you have all of your things and your guests and everything together, and then you have all of these mishaps. It no longer is frustrating. It's just absolutely funny because, you know what? Nothing matters. The small stuff really doesn't matter. It's about what we are able to give you and how you respond back. And I love you, love you, love you, because you have been such an amazing support group of listeners. And just the guests that we've had on, thank you. Kisses and hugs all the way around the world. So I want to tell you briefly that our flower for tonight is one of my favorite. It's actually called Birds of Paradise. And I didn't know that the flower really is somewhat named after the actual bird. And I posted that, and you can see the likeness of how this flower really resembles the bird of paradise that you know, kind of fans out really beautifully and looks like this flower. So they very much mimic each other. So I posted it so you'll be able to see that. And I also want to tell you, like I said earlier, that this show was a very light, fun show, a travel show, you know, a travel reality show for those of you that, you know, don't get out. But hopefully it will push you and expand you into either reading, researching, sit down, take a travel magazine, table and travel and find out where you want to go and, you know, places that you may have wanted to visit. Make it your business to do it. Just do it. Just put aside something and say, you know what, I only get to live this life one time. If I don't do anything but go to this one place that I've always wanted to see, whether it be another country or another city, another county. I know some people who have never left their county. So make it a habit this year, this day. We've seen mass destruction. We've seen hailstorms, tsunamis. We've seen people be really mean-hearted and do some really bad things. Even we started the show out with a moment of silence. Guys, you never know. You just never know. So take a little time and scope out what you want to do and where you want to go. Having said all of that, next week's show is going to be on autism. You know, this is Autism Month. We have some really phenomenal guests that are going to come on and share their family stories. And then the following week, we are not afraid to do what most people are afraid to do. The following week's show is going to be called Denial, and it's going to totally address the denials in the church. And it's going to cover a vast amount of ground. So I want you to tune in to those next two shows because they're pretty serious. Hopefully we'll find some laughter in there somewhere, and we'll all agree to disagree should we come to that state on the denial in the church. And we also just kind of want to give new faces and new voices to autism, because we don't address that either. It's kind of that quiet, don't tell anybody, you know, I'm sorry that my child is offending you and that type of thing. So we don't want to have autism be an apology. So we want to kind of address all of those things. So this was our fun show to get ready for some kind of heavier topics. And so I hope you would enjoy this last piece of music It's a Haitian artist. And again, I'm going to post all of these things so you'll be able to view them, listen to them, come back and archive some of our information. Guys, thanks again. Peace and blessings. I send love and light, and hopefully you will enjoy the music that you will hear just in a few minutes. Thank you much. Good night. Just hum in the parts that cut off. My music just didn't want to play for me tonight, but it's okay. I'm still dancing. I'm still moving in between all of the sounds. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.